spend a lot of time talking about the love of God. Not just agape love, but agapeo love. A love that has the ability to succeed in the areas of folks' lives that where they need to be touched. Right. Whereas a lot of times, words just don't get through. But there's something about the love of God manifesting from your life that shows forth the power and the glory of God.
Yeah.
And that's what he's looking for. God is raising up a church. He's not looking for a church. He's not calling out a church. He's already done that. But he is raising up a church that's going to show forth the nature and the character of kingship. Jesus just didn't come down here and die that we might have him, but he came down here and died for a specific purpose. That he might have a many-membered body, just like him, in the earth, doing the same thing that he did, in order to serve and to glorify the Father.
Amen.
We forget that sometimes. So we're going to talk about love today. You know, we like to quote that scripture. What is it? Paraphrasing. How can you say you love God whom you haven't seen and don't love your brother whom you see every day? I'm afraid for a lot of people because I don't care how much you give. I don't care how much you shout, how much you dance. If you don't have love for your brethren, then you're going to miss God anyway. It will be a darn shame to have gone, given all you got, done all the dancing and all the shouting, and have not the love of God, and miss God anyway.
Amen.
You know, Pastor Keys was saying about how God is coming back, and he's going to be searching the intents of a man's heart. And when God searches your heart, he's going to look at your heart. And the first thing he's going to look for is love.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
So it don't matter how rich you may be or how intelligent you might be or how psychological or philosophical or whatever the words are you may be. If you don't have the true love of God in your heart,
Amen.
You ain't gonna see it.
Amen.
People think this thing is a game. It is not a game. You cannot love the person next to you and not love the person to the right of you.
That's right.
And then you just can't love people in church. You gotta love people on the outside of church.
Amen.
So open up your Bibles to 1 John. You know, and God loves everybody.
Yes.
But everybody not son of God.
That's right. Amen.
Contrary to popular belief.
Come on now.
The third chapter of 1 John. We're going to start with the first verse. We're just going to read it first, then we're going to backtrack and go over it a little bit. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knoweth him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man hath this hope in him to purify himself, even as he is what? Even as he is pure. Now John was saying a lot of things when he was talking about this. He was talking about inward purity. And the constant the authority of the love of God. So it says, behold, the word behold in the Greek, it means to perceive. A lot of times when your perception has to open up, you can't see God. You just know he exists. So if you just know he exists, then your perception, your spiritual awareness has got to open up. And he said, allow your spiritual awareness to open up to the fact what manner. And see, we try to teach folks that you have to look these words up because they all have different meanings. They don't mean what Webster says a lot of times. They have more specific meanings that have dynamic purpose. When you look at the word manner, it says, what possible sort? And that's what he's talking about. Behold, what possible sort of love the Father. Here we talk about love. It's talking about charity and affection. The Father has bestowed. Look at your neighbor and say, bestowed.
Bestowed.
That means he committed something to you.
Yep.
He committed something to you. That's what the word is translated to. He committed something to you. He committed to you the love of himself that you might show forth that love in the earth.
Amen.
But we're not doing it.
No.
We love who we want to love. We hate who we want to hate. We like who we want to like.
Yep.
But that takes you, that puts you completely out of the box. He says, bestowed upon us, amen, and committed to us that we should be. And see, how many hear that? That we should be. The word be, it means become. That we should become called the sons of God. That means you got to do something to get this name.
Amen.
Amen.
That means you got to do something to have this on your life. That means you got to love folks that you know folks hate you. But you can't love them anyway. That's beside the point. If you can't love them, then you don't want to see Jesus. See, when you love folks, it gives folks the ability to look past your outward appearance and see who Christ is in your life.
Amen.
Don't think for 1 minute that they don't like you. You know it. But when you can reach out and love and comfort and encourage and strengthen it makes anything. Your heaping coals upon their heads.
Yes, Lord.
Yep.
Yes, Lord.
It's not a game.
No.
It says, therefore the world knoweth us not, because he knoweth him not. And see, we get a little deep with that. Or if you really want to know what he's talking about, he says, the world knoweth us not, because it knoweth him not. And when it talks about the world, it's not so much talking about people out there, it's talking about carnal folks in the church.
That's right.
How you expect them to love God? How you expect them to know? How you expect them to love you? See, we want to always take this word and throw it outside instead of taking this word and putting it where it should be, in us.
Amen.
Our churches are full of dead people and they don't know they dead. Only time they know they're alive is when they're shouting or singing in tongues or running around or doing something, giving some money. Other than that, they don't know they're dead. What are they dead in? Trespasses and sin.
That's right.
The reason I say they're dead in trespass and sin is because when we talk about the word sin, we're not talking about the attributes of the word sin. We're talking about sin itself, the nature and the character of sin.
That's right. Amen.
The old Adamic nature, which is ruling the church.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. They know it, but perceive not. But then it goes on to say, he gives us some good news.
Yes.
Beloved, which is a special epithet for them that are the called of God. Beloved! I want to be part of the beloved.
Amen.
The reason I want to be part of the beloved, that's the first thing the Father said to the Son when he come up out of the water. This is my beloved Son.
That's right.
In whom I am well pleased.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Beloved, now, when?
Now.
Now are we the sons of God. Why does that statement say now we're the sons of God? Basically because the scripture is assuming that we figured this thing out. It's assuming that we figured the fact out that it's not about us, but it's about the God in us.
Amen.
It's about a transformation in our spirits where our nature and our character begins to change.
Right.
We can't stay stagnant all of our lives. That's why the word of God says it's so important to study to show yourself approved, a workman, somebody that's doing something.
Amen?
We were last you know, the first thing people always tell you, I'm a work in progress. Well, what kind of progress have you made lately? Or are you just a piece of work? But it does not yet appear. The word appear means to render appearance. Does your life render apparent that there's a Godhead in you? Does your life make it apparent that there's love in you? Does it make it apparent that there's peace, there's joy, goodness, and long-suffering? Does it make it apparent? Does your life make it apparent that Jesus is your Lord and Savior?
Amen.
Or just somebody you like talking about? You know, it's become good. It used to be bad when you talked about Jesus.
Yeah.
Now everybody wants to talk about Jesus now.
Yeah.
But they talk about him in the wrong sense. They don't talk about him in a sense where you know that it's supposed to be your character.
Amen.
And your nature.
Amen.
God is trying to do something in our lives, but we are refusing to do what we need to do. You know what I found out causes that? The resistance to change. The Bible says you ought to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can't renew, you can't change if you don't renew it.
Amen.
And you can't renew it if you don't study this Bible.
Amen.
This is the last days. This is it. But you know what's so funny about it though? When this was written, that was 1,000 years ago it was written. So it's been the last days a very long time. But if you know anything about the works of God, God immediately, eventually catches up with itself. That's why we're preparing ourselves. That's why we're getting ourselves ready. That's why we come to a point in our lives where we have decided, I'm going to love you and not hate you. I'm going to pray for you and not talk about you.
Amen.
I'm going to encourage you and not tear you down. We're coming to this part in our lives where we need to understand that God respects something, expects something out of us.
Right.
Somebody help. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. One peer. We shall be. But we know that, how many know? When you look at the word know, it's talking about to know without a doubt. You've been through some things in your life. It's talking about your understanding, your knowledge or understanding of things. You've been through some things in your life. You know that couldn't nobody have got you through it but God.
Amen.
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 That's evidence.
Yes.
That's evidence that you know. I know for a fact who he is because of what he got me through.
Amen.
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 And how he keeps taking me through.
Yes,
and how he keeps giving me understanding of different things.
Yes, Lord.
That's how I know.
Amen.
I don't know because mama did it. I don't know because dad did it. I know because I know.
Yes. Amen.
You know, I like that commercial sometimes get on my nerves, the farmer's commercial. I know a few things because I've seen a few things. However it go. So I've seen a few things, so I know a few things. Your testimony is your strength.
Say that.
Amen.
Say that.
Amen.
Amen.
We know. I know.
Yes.
Not bragging, not being prodacious, but I know where my Redeemer is.
Yes.
And you know, this life that we're talking about, love the brethren that we're supposed to be, it's kind of ironic that I'm preaching this message this morning and my sister Sandy is here.
Mm.
If you don't stand up for me, sis, just so everybody, don't just stand up and sit down. I talk about you. See, that's Reverend Cindy. See, I talk about you all the time, but this is the first time we had a chance to put a face to a name. Amen.
Amen.
You need people in your life that are strong in the things of God.
Yes.
At that particular time. Because at that particular time, it was her lifestyle that encouraged me.
Amen.
She never put me down. She knew where I come from because, you know, she was a babysitter. She knew I was a hellion. And when I got to the church, you know, I was still a hellion. But there's things change because God allows people to intercept you in your life and teach you and guide you without beating you over the head. That's how you're going to know you are the sons of God. I got preacher friends, they want to, first thing they want to do is tell you what they preach Sunday morning. Who cares? Tell me how many people got delivered.
There you go.
Tell me how people didn't leave the same way they came, but they left encouraged, uplifted.
Yeah. There you go. Yes.
No matter regardless of what their problem was, God can still solve it.
Yes.
So now yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, the word here, remember, says to render apparent. When he shall appear, we shall be like him. Hallelujah. I'm excited about that because when he shall appear, I'll see myself in him and he'll see himself in me. It'll be like looking into a mirror.
Yeah. That's right.
Does that mean I won't have made any mistakes? No.
Okay.
Does that mean I may never make no mistake? No, because one thing about it, I still have the old nature in me.
Amen.
But he came to give us strength and authority to man over this nature that wants to ruin our lives.
Yeah.
Amen. But I got news for you. If you stand fast on your faith, God will bring you through it, whatever it is that you're going through. Yeah. I'm looking to see Jesus. But I do understand, the more I cut off of me, the more I'll see him. That's why Paul said, I must die daily. If I want to see Jesus, I must die daily. I must give up a little piece of me every day. And he understood there was only one way he could give up a piece of him, and that was by standing upon the power and the authority and the love of God's word.
Amen.
What he said was, you don't have a choice. If you want to see him, you don't have a choice.
Right.
You got to stand by that word, stand in that word, and allow that word to stand up in you.
Okay.
Now, is it going to be easy?
No.
It's never going to be easy. Never going to be easy, but you got to keep doing it anyway.
Amen.
May not make you happy all the time.
No.
Because there's some folks in our lives I know we'd be glad to get rid of. I had to catch myself sometimes, Brother Tony. Because I don't even Lord, you think you can do something with this one? But then I think about it. Well, if I have to, we have to do something with him, then I'm going to have to do something with you. So I backtrack. And then I got this little canary over here in my ear all the time. Hey, that ain't nice. I call she the defender of the free world. She defends everybody. She'll defend a cat. She'll defend a dog. Oh. She'll defend anybody. She will defend anybody.
Amen.
And sometimes I just sit there and look at her before I even talk about something. I go, you know what? Don't even waste your time. Because she's going to figure out a way to see something good in it.
Oh.
And then you're going to be dealing with it. So I just keep my mouth shut most times anyway. But we shall see him as he is. I don't know if people want to see Jesus as he is.
Yes.
I want to see him as he is.
Yes.
I don't want to see him in the robe.
Come on now. Come on.
All right. I don't want to see him sitting at the right hand of the Father. I want to see him living through me.
Yeah.
Man, if I can see him living through me, he says, then I know I've run a good race. And I've fought a good fight.
That's right.
And I can say to the Lord, now I'm ready to be offered up.
Amen.
Amen. I want to see him, Red. I don't want somebody to tell me what he looked like. I want to see what he looks like. And I'm going to see that because eventually my character, my nature, going to be gone.
Yeah.
And there's going to be nothing left but the nature and the character of God.
Yeah.
Guess what? I can look in the mirror and I can see Jesus all day long.
Man.
But until that time, I'm going to have to keep fighting. I'm going to have to keep running. I'm going to have to keep sacrificing. I'm going to have to keep moving the things of God. I'm going to have to stay there.
Man.
Work.
That's right.
Man.
That's right.
If it was easy, everybody want to do it. And every man, see this is another really important part. And every man has this hope. And he purifies himself. What does he say? If you have this expectation in your life, then you don't need nobody to purify you or to cleanse you. You'll do it yourself.
Amen.
How will you do it? By studying this word.
Amen.
By besides, here it is, Lord. I thank you. Thank you very much. By not just being a hearer of the word, but being a doer of the word.
Amen.
You become a doer of the word, and then you do what? You will have no expectation. You will purify yourself. You will cleanse yourself. What do I want to cleanse in my life? Anything that's keeping me from God.
Right.
Anything separate me from my praise and my worship.
Right. Yeah.
Anything separate me from studying this word or doing the things of God. That's what I want to purify myself of.
Amen.
I'm almost done, Ellen. Even as he is pure. And the word pure is translated innocent.
Yep.
You know how hard it is to be innocent of anything nowadays. But we can do it. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. Sin, the nature, the character of sin is already a transgression.
Right. Yeah.
That's why everybody born into the world is born into sin.
Amen.
They are transgressors before they even get their first wheel out their mouth.
Right.
But the Father had already made plans for that.
Yes, he did.
Corinthians 13, 1 Corinthians in the 15th chapter says, for the first man Adam we talked about it was what?
Yeah.
The second man, Adam, was a...
Yeah.
So God sent the second Adam to overthrow or give you power and ability
Man.
To subdue the first Adam.
That's right. That's right.
But you can't do it without this.
Amen. Amen.
You gotta have this.
Amen. Yes.
Yes.
Let's skip over to the same book. Don't some places say the love of God conquers a... Well, if we understand that to be true, why aren't we trying it? God's love is greater than an enormous piece of flesh. But you know how that goes. You hate me, I hate you. You abuse me, I abuse you. You talk about me, I talk about you back. You talk about my mom, I talk about your daddy. Just tit for tat,
yep,
back and
yep.
forth.
Yeah.
And we don't actually do it in that way, but we do it. So start with 10. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the who?
Yeah.
The devil represented false accusers, slanderers.
Yeah.
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. How can you not love your brother and have this stigma on you that you're not of God? People need to check themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, look here. I don't know the mind of God. I'd love to, but my head would probably explode. But what I do know, it's going to be, if you don't have love of God in your life, when Jesus comes back, you're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
God said he created us in his image and in his likeness, seeing that God is love. So he created us love creations. We love people, but we don't love. For this is the message or the principle that he heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who's of that wicked one. See, this is where folks get screwed up, a lot of them, because the moment that you see the word wicked, it points right to Satan. But Satan had nothing to do with this. He's sick, y'all. Sick of y'all messing with him. It's talking about the wicked one. When it talks about the wicked one, it's talking about the transgressor.
Yeah.
And who was the transgressor from the very beginning? Amen. Cain just took his brother right on out. That wicked one, and slew his brother. Listen to him, not as Cain, who was that wicked one, and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him, because his works were evil, and his brother's righteous. The word evil and the word wicked mean the same thing. Evil means wicked in this verse. Wicked means wicked. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that he hath passed on. But it's not, when it talks about passing on, it's not talking about dying. It's talking about moving. Moving on. Moving on to what? Moving on to life. Not death, but life. Because we love the brethren, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Or, translation, we know that we have passed or moved on. We have moved on in our character, in our mind, into life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brethren abideth in death, or abideth in his old nature, or abideth in self. You need some water? Whosoever hateth his brother, listen to this, whosoever hateth his brother, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. How many times do you think folks have read that in scripture just skip right over? Went right on here. Not giving it a clear thought that the word of God just said you a murderer. And ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Now, that's interesting. I love God. I'm born again. I have the Spirit of the living God living in me, but I hate you. That's interesting. It just don't add up to it. There ain't no way you can put it all together. That only means one thing. You don't love God.
Amen.
You love God with your lips, not with your soul.
Amen.
Oh, well. Where was I? 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God. Hereby perceive, or your perception has got to change so that you can see we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. That's love right there. That's personified love.
Amen.
And then with all the stuff he went through, being called, you know how it is, how bad that you get somebody to call you a liar and you know you're not?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you get fired up. Amen. So, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to do what? Lay down our lives. And the word ought, this translation, that you ought to choose. Choose to lay down your life, your lives. I like it, lay down our lives for the brethren. Lay down the life of man for the brethren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we waiting on? What are we waiting on? It's going to take place. I just want to be a part of it. I don't want to run this race all these years and then still don't get to the finish line. Because I have hatred in my heart towards somebody that I think I got hit. Not realizing that God searches the hearts of men. You can't hide nothing from God.
Right.
And let me tell you something. Something I learned early on in my walk, my Christian walk. If you can't hide nothing from God, you can't hide nothing from the Holy Ghost. Because it'll call you out. It'll do two things. It'll send you running, or it'll make you want to get your life straightened out. That's what the love of God will do for you. Especially if the love, you know what, we spend so much time lying to people about their nasty lies, thinking that's the love of God. That's not even God's love. God's love is to tell them the truth.
That's it.
You ain't got to be nasty about it, but you that's your responsibility.
Amen.
Not to embarrass, not to ridicule, but to tell them the truth.
That's right.
It might change their lives.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, Pastor.
Amen. Where are we going? What we're going to do with what God gave us. God loved so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that we might live.
Right.
Not live unto ourselves.
That's right.
But live in him.
Amen.
God has a purpose and an intent for all of our lives.
Amen.
And that intent has always been from the very beginning. It's not for you to be a pastor or a teacher or an evangelist. It is the fact that God wants his love to flow forth out of your inner being as rivers of water.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's his purpose for our lives. And if we try to do anything other than that, then we will miss God.
Amen.
Yeah. Not trying to do that. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody stay.